Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, here when you discussed about Priya, Moda and Pramoda, it includes both Sukha and Dukkha, right, Maharaj?
That is why when it comes, when Priya comes, it brings what? Sukha.
Sukha.
When Apriya comes?
Dukkha.
Because it was, in fact, what we are doing is, before Priya comes, in which state are we?
Apriya.
And that experience vanishes. In which state we are?
Priya.
So, go on again, jumping up and down. Yeah. You know, I noticed something very interesting. When internet is not able to function, without knowing it, I want to enter into something. They show a picture of a dog trying to jump up and never reaching it and then falling down. Have you seen?
Yes, Maharaj. It feels like a dinosaur to me.
Whatever it is, our state is like that. All that is why it is called a kosha. But the beauty is that temporarily in thought, so that is called the vritti jam sukham. By thinking about it, person is very happy. By thinking of the baby, mother is happy. And then by seeing the baby, mother is even more happy. And by hugging the baby, hopefully not eating baby, very happy. That's why I give the example to avoid this kind of wrong imaginations. Sweet.
Related, another question, Maharaj. In many cases, we get accustomed to worrying and start deriving sukha from worrying itself.
Yes.
Extending this to all the other things like moha, mada, matsarya, everything, all the manifestations. They are all negative manifestations, but we derive sukha from them. Isn't that why they are still existing?
You see, you are confusing two things. Mm-hmm. When we are angry, for example, we are not unhappy. We are not worrying. We are happy. We want to do something. Only when we fall from that state, then only we, by upon analyzing, then it becomes clear, I am getting so much of joy in worrying about krodha. You see, when we are one with krodha, you are not worrying.
Yes.
You are hurrying. Only when you are not in that state, you start thinking about it. That is called worry. But anyway, people get so much of happiness. A lobhi goes on counting. Does he not get happiness?
Yes.
I have so much.
Yeah.
When a person is very angry, he gets, how do we know? Because to get rid of unhappiness, we don't need to think about it. Automatically, we want to get rid of unhappiness.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes.
So when we are not making any effort to get rid of our anger, what does it mean? We are getting some rasa from the, isn't it?
Yes.
So, kama. There is a beautiful example. Kama means it, a desire. So when you are thinking of a desired object, are you happy or unhappy? Later on what happens? Swami Dayananda Saraswati sometimes makes brilliant jokes. So Descartes had said, so I think therefore I exist. So, that is not what he said. He said, I exist, therefore I think. Even to think, you have to first to exist, isn't it?
Yes.
So, this was the topic. Swami Dayananda Saraswati has given the talk. And one fellow wanted to joke like Swami Dayananda Saraswati or Swami Dayatmananda, whatever it is. So, he said, Swami, I know I exist. How do you know? Because I got married. How can I get married if I don't exist? Swami said, that I accept, that you got married proves that you exist, but after marriage whether you exist or not is highly doubtful. Anyway, so these things give us tremendous pleasure, temporary pleasure, but when we fall far below. That is the understanding we must have.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. No other questions.
All right. Jai Thakur.